She was standing on the porch, staring doubtfully at the oddly featureless door of the ornate blue, gray, and lilac Victorian when the two men came up the walk behind her. Though they were both big men, they moved lightly on the porch steps. The one with the red hair was a couple inches shorter and a little heavier than his companion. They weren't Samuels and Bartow, and the sudden flicker of relief died. Then she took a second look at the redhead.
We got a report of funny noises coming from here. Like screams.
Oh, great, she thought. Funny noises, screams, and him. Just what I need. She took the wallet that contained a badge and ID and looked expectantly at the other man. He looked at her appraisingly as he handed her his badge. The men towered almost a foot above her slight figure as she studied the badges carefully, brown eyes intent. The redhead was Isaac Walton and her cousin. The black-haired one was Francisco Reyes. She considered. They might be useful. On the other hand, could she risk it? Still, she didn't have much choice.
Aunt Cecilia said you'd been promoted to homicide, Izzy. Congratulations.
How come you're here?
The redhead smiled, reaching for his badge.
Cousin Sonny got the call. It's grandfather's old house, and I knew Uncle Max hadn't sold it yet, so I thought I'd check it out. Frank, meet my little and youngest cousin.
He stopped. She moved next to him and was balancing slightly on one foot. Small and dainty but quick, he remembered.
Can you get us into the house?
Yes. That's why I'm here myself, to look around. Uncle Max couldn't reach anyone here and sent me over.
Why you?
He trusts me, and so does Japheth.
The woman looked towards the young black man who had just rounded the corner of the house.
Nothing to see. Tight as a drum.
Japheth looked inquiringly at the two men on the porch.
Police, they're coming in with us to help us look around. This is Japheth Johnson, my associate. Japheth, meet Isaac Walton and Frank Reyes. Isaac also happens to be my cousin. Japheth knows me and trusts me. Now I'm telling all of you, let me go first. Stay behind me. If you see something odd that needs investigating, bring it to my attention. Don't be macho and barge in front of me.
The woman looked straight at Izzy.
Otherwise, I will just heave your bodies out the nearest window whenever I get around to it.
All three looked at her curiously. She hoped they were giving her the benefit of the doubt, but she did have to warn them. Also, she was quite adept at avoiding introducing herself. She managed to stop Izzy for the moment, anyway. She turned her attention back to the door and scanned it deliberately, concentrating on the bottom part of the door, and saw nothing. Sighing, she dropped to her knees and asked the men who crowded round her, also staring at the door.
Does anyone see anything that looks like a slot down here?
Now they all were crouching around her. Japheth reached out to run his hand over the wood.
Maybe.
He started as she grabbed his hand hastily.
Don't touch anything! Get back!
Wait.
She pulled a flat, folded piece of metal out of her pants pocket. The woman muttered a mild curse as she crouched on the ground, staring at the door, trying to remember what she had been told about the slot's location. It was towards the bottom, he said. As she shifted her position, the key passed in front of the door, and a piece of wood slid sideways, revealing the slot.
Wow, magnetic.
The woman stood up, resisted the urge to dust herself off, and slid the key into the slot, which was, naturally enough, not at ground level. As the door opened, she stepped inside and turned to face the three men.
Walk behind me single file. Do not touch anything. The things inside this first room are designed to attract people. If one of you feels he must touch something, please wait till the rest of us are out of the room so we're not hit by flying debris. Do you understand what I'm saying?
As one, they nodded and waited patiently for her to lead the way. Izzy was as quiet and puzzled as the other two. She wished she didn't have the feeling that they were humoring her. The room was dimly lit, but some things seemed to stand out. Glittering, scattered shapes on a table, a gleaming exotic form on the bookcase, pictures on the wall that appeared to show. She tried to fathom.
Wow, I never realized.
She almost turned to ask him what, but caught herself in time. Izzy muttered something too low to catch. Frank hissed softly once, but was otherwise silent. They finally exited the room and paused just outside.
What next?
No one mentioned the room and its contents.
Just be careful. Tell me if you see anything suspicious. Don't touch anything or shoot anything without asking me first.
Like what?
What if there's no time?
What about cats, sugar?
Japheth was staring suspiciously at a huge, striped gray cat that was staring suspiciously back. Then he noticed Frank's speculative look. Izzy only smiled to himself.
That's her name, damn it. I swear to God that's her name.
My name is Sugar. Sugar Sweet. Just never, ever call me Sweetie.
People in glass houses.
Frank was a little dazed. That explains the cinnamon-colored hair and eyes like chocolate fudge, he thought. And then they all looked at the cat. It slowly began to arch its back. Sugar backed away.
It's a watch cat,